Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for coming. I'll answer any questions for you guys.
Front row right here, Clay.
Last week you said you weren't quite sure what happened. Any feeling this week that this was coming, that big a turnaround?
Yeah, I think the focus was pretty impressive all week. We obviously had some news midweek about the two linebackers not being able to play, so there was a little anxiety because you had to start moving guys around at that position, and Keandre is not full speed either, so yeah, that's a really nice job by Worley and Malik Harrison and Tough to play the way they did, but a very good week of practice.
Front row left, Brianna.
Coach Meyer, lately we have been getting flack for targeting, and that's having key players ejected. So are the players not aware, or have they lost some discipline when it comes to
hitting? I was very upset with that. Of course they're aware. But I'm the same way. I was irate when that happened. And so just got to keep coaching ourselves through it.
Front row right, Tim.
Urban, you talked about the offensive line you thought was really coming on and stuff. This was against the number three team in the country against the rush today, and you guys, you saw what happened. Weber and Dobbins over 100 yards. Just what did you see really clicking out there from your vantage
Stud point? Really did, our line coach really did a nice job. Him and Kevin Wilson, as far as game planning, you know, you make we have made mistakes in the past where you run from normal run sets. If you noticed, a lot of those were just spreads run sets, and you try to just get it down to six people, because the more people you bring into the box, they bring it. There's that extra player there all the time. And first of all, the game plan was very good, but that's secondary compared to the execution of the offensive line. And I thought the running backs ran really, really hard. You know, even when they got hit, it was a plus two. So you're in that second and four mentality as opposed to, and that's it. When you face a team that's that committed to the run, and that's, you have to have that kind of physicality of running backs. And I thought our two backs played fantastic.
See, whoever hit those two home runs, what did that mean to you? Obviously, you kept waiting all year for those home runs from him.
Well, he had such a good off season, you know, and he's much, much better player than he was a year ago. You know, he's a good player a year ago, and then that darn injury, the hamstring was darn near surgical, where that would have been the season. And he rehabbed it, and a lot of credit to Mike to just hang in there and keep going. And the two of them today were, you talk about 1-2 punch. That was outstanding.
Far left, Ari. Urban, you guys talked Monday, you talked about how you'd like to see the running backs or J.K. touch it more. Both those guys got a lot of work today. Did you guys make any game plan changes, or did you feel like you approached things differently from an offensive perspective this week?
Yeah, there was a mandate and to make sure those guys touch the ball. The flow of the game also dictated that we were controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides. You know, what happens in other games is when you get behind, or when, you know, just it doesn't dictate it that way. But that was a mandate from me, and it was, once again, mandates are easy. The execution was outstanding.
Far right over here, Austin.
Urban, I don't know if you would single out one of the nine units, but it felt like after what happened last week and even in the Oklahoma game earlier in the year, the linebacking group was maybe under some pressure. Were they in the spotlight for you this week, and what was the process like of sorting through those options to go play today without two starters?
That was awful. Well, that was when, once again, two of your better players or two guys that starters go down, and that was, if someone had to checked with me on Thursday morning, that was not a good deal. But I thought Coach Davis and Coach Giano did a great job getting those guys ready. Worley played a brand new position today. But that's what's, you know, a leader, a captain, a guy that's been around for a while. That's what you would expect out of a guy like that.
Is he better outside? Does he fit better than he has in middle and moving the perimeter there?
Well, those are things we'll look at. That's kind of what he played last year for us, too.
Far left, Doug.
Urban, you guys lost in 2015 to Michigan State and went up to Michigan and ran the ball and blew them out. You came off a loss this year, ran the ball, and had a blowout win. Is there something about a loss that gets you guys dedicated back to the run game?
Well, I think there's just, we use the term around here quite often, the laser-like focus on, you know, those two running backs we have are two of our better players. And the week of practice was all about controlling that line of scrimmage. And we also, if you look closely at the way we ran the ball, it was not traditional. You know, the one hit, we haven't run a draw all year, and it was a draw play. And we kept trying to do as often as we can, being in spread sets. To answer your question, the focus was there, and the mandate was there. Let's go do it.
Far right over here, Dom?
Urban, after the win, you guys now are in first place in the Big Ten East. This was for first place. Would you say to the guys, and how much do you pay attention to that?
I wish I could put them on a desert island, and, you know, we talked about the Penn State win far too long, and then this one's over. Now they go celebrate with their families and their friends, and then they come back and wait for next mission, assignment, and directive, and that's going to be beat Illinois, and that's it.
Right behind Dom, Bill?
After last week, how much did you need this psychologically, this team need this, to have this kind of performance?
Well, I think you know the answer. Of course you needed it. And college football, 18 to 22-year-olds, even more than I imagine the NFL. But it's a game of momentum. It's, the brow beatings that, you know, take place and all the same. You need these kind of things. You need a great performance, and they had a great performance. And special teams, kickoff team was outstanding again. That's 2 weeks in a row. Punt team was outstanding. You know, I guess we maybe just punted once or twice, but I just think A to Z, it was what we needed, and it was well deserved. Players deserve that. They worked hard this week.
And final two questions over to my far right, Tom.
Urban over here. Billy Price set a record today, 51 consecutive starts. Talk about the cornerstone he's been for you.
Yeah, I think the cornerstone is an appropriate word. I think he's, as long as I'm around Ohio State, I'll make sure that guy's treated with legendary status, because he has done everything I've ever asked of him. And that includes his off the field, his leadership when times are tough, even last week in the locker room. He's the one who took over the locker room. You say, Coach, what'd you say? I didn't say anything. It was Billy Price. So I'm deeply indebted to Billy. Billy's going to be a lifelong friend, and he'll be a Buckeye for the rest of his life, obviously. And I'm glad we still got him for a few more games.
And final for Coach over here, Steve.
Over here. Damon Arnett appeared to leave the game.
Thigh bruise. They got all the x-rays back. It's a pretty tough thigh bruise, but structurally he's okay.
And Booker and Baker, what can you elaborate? When did this happen, and what's the prognosis? Do you expect them to play?
Baker's going to be cleared. Book's not yet, but we anticipate they'll both play next week.